Russia conducts drills of its nuclear forces. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden says he's convinced of a Russian invasion of Ukraine as Russia test fires an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Fox's Mark Meredith is at the White House.
President Biden offered a fairly bleak assessment last night about where things stand with Russia and Ukraine. However, the president still left that possibility open for a diplomatic de-escalation of tensions. Earlier today, Vice President Kamala Harris, she met face-to-face with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Munich, Germany. The leaders there are talking to the World Security Conference there. But not long after the meeting, President Zelensky questioned why the U.S. has yet to impose sanctions given Russia's actions and widespread belief, including here at the White House, that war is coming.
Germany and Austria told their citizens to leave Ukraine, and German air carrier Lufthansa canceled flights to Ukraine. Police in Ottawa are nearly done clearing out the truckers' protest over Canada's COVID-19 restrictions. Fox's Matt Phan is in Ottawa.
We're right outside of Parliament Hill, and there is this human barricade. Police in SWAT gear, tactical gear. Right now, they're basically just squeezing out or pushing out the final remaining protesters here outside of Parliament Hill. But we can report that police have basically gained control of that entire area where you may have seen the images or the video of the trucker protests over the past couple of weeks.
A group of American and Canadian leaders are urging President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau to reinstate vaccine and quarantine exemptions for truckers who have to cross the border. Authorities say two people were killed, up to 15 injured in a shooting in southeast Missouri. It happened early this morning at a party in Charleston. Rescue teams in Greece searching a burning ferry for 12 people believed to be missing after the vessel caught fire in the Ionian Sea. America is listening. Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Biden administration will be allowed a quick hearing by the U.S. Supreme Court on its effort to scrap a Trump-era immigration policy. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
Justices agreed Friday to hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings forcing it to reinstate remain in Mexico. It compels asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. Arguments will take place in April, with a decision expected by late June. President Biden suspended the program on his first day in office. But after a Republican-led state sued, a federal judge ordered the policy put back in place, and a three-judge appeals court panel agreed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Officials in New York City say that people are getting so nervous about crime on the city's subway system that they're refusing to ride. Antoine Lewis of Fox affiliate WNYW reports the mayor is now taking steps he hopes will fix that.
Teams that include police officers, clinicians, and social workers will be deployed into the subway stations across the five boroughs to offer assistance to homeless people, as well as mental health services and housing options. As part of Mayor Adams' new subway safety plan,
no more smoking, no more doing drugs, no more sleeping, no more doing barbecues on the subway system, no more just doing whatever you want.
The NYPD reports that transit crime has surged more than 65% this year compared to the same period in 2021. The NYPD has conducted more than 115,000 station inspections since enhanced enforcement began last month and is deploying 1,000 additional officers into the system every day.
The city will also call on state government to expand psychiatric bed resources. The second major storm in 3 days ripped through northern Europe Friday, killing at least 9 people. High winds knocked down trees, interrupted train services, and ripped sections off the roof of London's O2 Arena. The weather system's now pushing into the European mainland, prompting high wind warnings. I'm Jill Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.